This is Twit.
Now, Mark Gurman says on Bloomberg that Apple will announce it, the ARM chips on Mac, at WWDC, which is next week, or 2 weeks, I guess. That's pretty exciting. June 22nd. That makes sense. We've even, I think you might have speculated that, Renee, that if you're going to get people moving to ARM in 2021, and that's the other rumor, that you're going to have to tell developers now.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, but they literally could just take Steve Jobs' keynote from the PowerPC to Intel transition, overdub a couple words. Like the Mac is living a double life. It's all about power efficiency, you know, power per milliamp or performance per milliamp, and just replay that entire thing and say, we looked at the roadmap. You know, it's more of a parking map at this point. And we believe that we can make a better future with our own silicon destiny. And then my biggest question is, are they going to do a monolithic keynote if they don't have to put everyone in the room, or will there be like announcements all week instead of all on one day? So like it'll be super fun if there is a jam-packed keynote on Monday where they drop one news bomb after the other. But an argument could be made that spacing them out and having like an iPhone day and an iPad day and a Mac day could be just as interesting, since we're all watching from home.
Yeah.
Especially right now where, you know, every day is potentially a keynote, that could be what they do every single day, just kind of make an announcement for the next big thing that's coming.
Oh, I hope every day is not a keynote.
Yeah, it takes so much, right?
Oh my God. Let's see. June 22nd is a Monday, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely cover whatever they do Monday. Tuesday, who knows? I mean, we'll be doing Mac Break Weekly. I guess we could either be talking about what they announced on Monday, or if they're doing – this is the problem, is we won't know until it's actually happening.
Yeah.
So we may be starting Mac Break Weekly next Tuesday and then say, oh, we're going to cut right now to the stage. There's – well, it won't be a stage.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to do keynotes every day. So
yeah.
But if they're pre-filmed – you know, they just have to hit the play button, and
it's
just watch.
When you work on a lot of keynotes, though, it's not just what's happening on stage. It is all the PR around it, all the planning, all the process. There's just this massive village, almost a small city, that is part of the push of giving that. I'm not saying that they're not going to do that. They may decide to do it all week, but if they do, it's really hard. There's a reason that most companies don't do that. It's not just because of the stage and everything else. It's because the PR gets everybody queued up and teed up for it. And there's streams and there's, you know, where they're going to get, you know, where they're going to do ad buys and, you know, all the other things that are really, you know, all these companies when they're doing these keynotes, there's just this giant machine that you're kind of in the middle of to make that work. And so I think that it's challenging to stretch it out for the entire village that's involved with rolling anything out new.
Yeah.
There's also
so
many potential points of failure too, of like, oops, we accidentally announced something earlier than we were supposed to or something like that.
Yeah. My big question is so far I look at my timeline and a bunch of people are, oh God, finally, Intel's been so slow. I just want the battery life improvements, the performance improvements, the ability to not have fans going all the time. And then you see developers and people who run Windows and they're like, oh, they're gonna get rid of OpenGL. They've already got rid of 32-bit apps. I'm not gonna be able to compile anything. I'm not gonna be able to run virtual machines. What's gonna happen to my Windows boot camp? And it seems like all of these things are equal parts pleasure and pain to different people at different times.
And I think that the transition, my guess is the transition will take at least 2 or 3 years to do a complete transition, maybe 5. I think that the air type computer is probably the most reasonable one to start with. But then after that, I think you start slowly moving towards the pro machines. But I think the pro machines could be 20, 23, 24.
You think they'll do that, though? Won't keep Xeons or whatever the Intel chip is on the iMac Pro and the Mac Pro?
I think eventually they could move over to ARM, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I mean, if they did it in 5 years, I'd be impressed.
What would be missing? Is it raw performance or something else?
Well, it's also the support from the apps. You know, the apps that are needed for the pro side are just much different than the app. It's one thing to make your smaller computers run it, but like, is Photoshop going to run on it? And is Maya going to run on it? And is
they will run
all these other
in emulation? Will they run, or will you?
Yeah,
have
but
to
the problem is that graphics processing needs generally, if on the pro side,
that has to be redone.
it really needs to be at full performance. And I think eventually it may run faster and may run better. But I think that they're going to, what Apple doesn't need is to be, they've just come out with one of the best pieces of hardware ever made as far as the Mac Pro goes. Why cut it out at the knees, you know, with some kind of newfangled chip?